Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Christmas program.
To lift our spirits. Who knew this little time existed? There's an adorable Christmas tree lot just like in the movies. And a jewelry store and a toy store. Oh, Mama, look at that candy shop over there. Can I get a taste of everything? Give me some money.
Sweetie, that parking lot fee alone just about broke the bank. So let's reel it in just a minute.
Oh, you sound like Dad the Penny Pincher. Actually, I wish Dad were here.
Oh, I know. Me too, sweetie. Hey, why don't we head on over to the stage? The festival stage. The announcement in the paper said that stage entertainment would be free. Yay!
Mom, you're so embarrassing.
I bet there's some real talent in this sweet little town.
Come on, Mom. It's Christmas. We at least have to get a Christmas tree. Look, this iron says free delivery.
Yeah, I bet that's factored in on that big old price tag.
Huh?
Nothing, sweetie. Ooh, this one. It's super cute.
Yeah, if you're Charlie Brown, this is the one.
Let me see. $200?
For a plant? You're so embarrassing.
Get out of that tree, crazy girl.
Fine.
Why don't I tell you a joke that your dad told me about a Christmas tree? Are you ready?
No.
What do you call a Christmas tree that knows kung fu?
I don't care. Please don't tell me.
Spruce Lee. Get it? Spruce Lee instead of Bruce Lee. Wait, do you even know who Bruce Lee is?
Nope.
Anyway, speaking of your dad, there he is.
No way, Dad!
Hey, how are my beautiful girls?
Awesome. We're looking at getting the biggest tree on the lot. It's amazing. Really? Well, what are you doing here? Did you get off your shift early?
Oh,
yes.
No, sweetie, I wish. We had a rescue call at the festival regarding some disorderly conduct at the hot dog eating contest. It seemed the Pentecostal pastor and the Methodist pastor, they, What? Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? They loved on each other just like the Bible tells us to. That's right.
Dad, you're so weird, and hot dogs are gross.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess you won't want this, will you?
No, I won't.
Well, at least we got to run into you.
Yes, I miss you, Daddy. Can you stay?
Oh, sweetie, I wish, but it's important that I finish my shift.
Fine. Mom's making me go to the festival entertainment anyways.
Yes, it'll be fun. In fact, why don't you head on over there and save us a good spot for the show?
There's, like, no one over there ready to perform.
Please.
fine. Can you at least talk her into getting us a tree?
Well, I'll try, sweetie, okay?
Thanks.
Bye. I love you, baby cakes.
Dad, so embarrassing.
She been giving you a hard time about money again?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, you see the trouble she's giving you for having to work today. I'm so sorry, honey. I know it's been hard. Thank you for picking up all these extra shifts. When Grandma got sick, I really thought it best to take the time off to care for her. I never imagined I'd be gone so long that they'd fill my position. And I guess it's affected everyone, me losing my job. But I'd rather her be upset with me than with you, because you're just trying to provide for us.
I'll tell you what, why don't we just talk about it tomorrow night when I'm finally off work?
No, you'll need sleep. When was the last good night's rest that you've had? The holidays have been busy, and your station has gotten some crazy calls. You just come home and rest. Let me talk with her. I've been praying about what to say. It's okay, really.
Okay, all right, I love you.
I love you too. Oh, hey, by the way, the town newsletter said that the Baptist church that's hosting this festival, they have a part-time position available in the church office. Maybe I'll speak with the pastor here about that.
Hey, that's amazing. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he is so faithful. That's mainly the reason that I brought Nora here today, so maybe she can meet some of the kids from the church. She's just been so moody and isolated lately.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be praying for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. I love you.
I love you, mm-hmm. Mom.
Oh, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. Oh, Mr. Fireman.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am. Yes.
Could you possibly help me get my tree out to my car?
Absolutely.
I've got
yes,
bags,
ma'am.
I've got shopping,
yes,
I've
ma'am.
Got more things. No. Oh, you're so funny. Not that one. This one.
Oh, that one?
You are the best!
Yeah, sure thing.
So much for free delivery.
Huh?
Nothing, sweetie. Stay safe out there. I love you.
All right, bye. I love you.
You don't know how much I appreciate
you. Oh, anytime. Yes, ma'am.
You are the best.
Oh, thank you so much.
Is the fire department doing a calendar this year?
You want this in the calendar?
So good to see you.
We'll put puppies.
I'm so
yes,
glad
ma'am.
That you all are here.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to have a wonderful time here at this here Christmas tree festival lighting. It's going to be one of the best ones you've ever seen. Now, my name is Mayor Wally. Everybody say Mayor Wally. I'm Mayor Wally, and I'm going to be here today to kind of lead the entertainment on stage, calling people up, letting them get down, all that kind of stuff. We're going to have a great time now. We'll let you know we got some popcorn today. We got some hot chocolate. I'll remind you of that later. Now, you've already seen that we've had some really good talent. We had some dancers and singers up here earlier, and we've got all kind of talent going to be on this stage today. You're just going to love the whole thing, and it's all about Christmas. Hey, by the way, and a little later on, we're going to light this here Christmas tree, and when we commence to do that, you're going to all shout, Merry Christmas! We're going to have a great time together today. Now, I do want to let you know this, that right now, we have a group. We have a group that's going to come on this stage, and they are going to blow you away. Now, the name of the group is the Fiddlesticks. Now, the Fiddlesticks are from First Baptist Church, and it's an incredible quartet. Now, you're going to love this quartet, and I hope you really like the song that they sing. So let's give a great big hand to the Fiddlesticks.
Attention, all units. Attention all units, we have an all clear, The platypus has frozen in the freezer.
There's a Christmas Christmas carol alone. Christmas praying your
this Christmas carol
from heaven above.
From heaven above.
Angels sing.
Just hear them singing.
Hear the bells
ring. Christmas carol.
Christmas carol.
There's a Christmas carol of love.
Christmas
Attention all units, we have an all clear. Repeat, we have an all clear. The penguin has passed trigonometry.
Okay, well, the penguin has passed trigonometry. That's pretty good. I never did pass trigonometry. I was terrible at science. I just was. Now, I want you guys to know that these guys here were incredible. Let's give the fiddlesticks a big hand again. Yeah, buddy. That one guy had that arm kept flying out there, flying. The other guy kept touching his ear, must have had something going on with his ear. He got low. Can you get as low as he got? No. That man can do it right there. Now, I'm going to tell you what. This place is going to go crazy in just a minute for these next people that are coming on stage. Matter of fact, they're already here. Just so you know, these guys are their own band. Now, they are all like 9, 10, 11, maybe one a little older, but I want you to know they're just kids. But they are going to play for us and lead us in worship song today, because I want you to know this is our worship band from Kids Cam, and it is called Forge. Everybody welcome Forge to the stage.
Wondered they couldn't hide it, told everyone inside. All we're come. Come on.
Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night. Glorious, glorious. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive a king. I know that love has come, come on. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
I'll tell you one thing, that was fantastic, wasn't it? They even let me play my little one-string canjo along with them. It's pretty easy to play along with one string, but I'll tell you what, those guys are some talented guys. Let's give them one more big hand. All right, I want to invite all the kids on stage. I need our choirs to come on stage now. Now, I just want to remind you that we're here for fun. Now, in a little while, we are going to light this here Christmas tree. But it's not about just lighting the Christmas tree. It's about enjoying this time of Christmas with all of these wonderful kids. And I would let you know, once again, these are some talented kids. Would you agree? Yeah, these guys are fantastic. Now, I want you to know that in Kids Cam, we teach them all sorts of things. But it's not about them just learning something. It's about them learning something so they can share with other people. Now, if you want to do this, you can do this. You can go outside in just a minute. You can get you some hot chocolate. If you want to get you some of that popcorn, maybe you want to put your marshmallow in that hot chocolate. Some of you are like that. And you know, I had a thought last night, it might be fun to put a Reese's cup in hot chocolate. That might be good too. But I want you to know that if you can just go out and have some fun, we're going to have a great time today. But right now, I want you to enjoy this wonderful choir. Now, they are going to sing a song based on Isaiah 9:6, which reminds us, the prophet said that God was going to send his son and he was going to save the world. And he was not only going to save the world, but he was going to be wonderful, counselor, mighty God, and the Prince of Peace. So I want you to listen to this wonderful song by the kids now.
Born to us.
I'll tell you one thing, this kind of brings a tear to my eye a little bit because, man, I'm just so proud to be the mayor of this fine town, have wonderful kids like this who have wonderful parents who teach them about Jesus. Man, you know, just to know that God is the one who sent Jesus, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And so I want to let you know now, we have all sorts of things going on here now, and I want you to know that there are some Christmas trees up here for sale. If any of you have an extra couple hundred bucks, we got a deal on them today. You can buy two for $400 or you can buy one for $200. Got deals on everything up here. And also we got some ladies outside out in the foyer that they have cooked up all kind of goodies for you. So when you leave today, you want to make sure you get some goodies. Now, guys, I want you to know our program's not over. We've got a few things coming, but you guys just hold tight and we'll be right back with you. We'll see you in a minute.
Wow, those kids were pretty talented. I especially like the quartet called the Fiddlesticks. Makes me hungry for some pecan fiddlesticks. Do you think that they have some in the shop over there? Can we go look?
You want to go look? Well, yeah. Window shopping is fun.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, have a good time. And there she goes, right inside. So much for window shopping. Oh, she's probably going to want to buy something. Lord, please help me. Help me to know just what to say to Nora. God, give me the patience. Give me the wisdom and the discernment. Jesus, just be all in this conversation.
Okay, Mom. I picked out the most delicious treat for us to share. It's a colossal cupcake, and there's like 20 different flavors to choose from. It's awesome.
How much is it?
Like $20 or something.
For a cupcake?
Yeah, but they're huge. Like a whole cake, and we can share it and even take some to Dad.
No, how about, since it's Christmas, we could share one of these candy canes instead.
Why, because they're free? You're so embarrassing.
Lord, help me. Sweetie, actually, there's something cool that I want to tell you about this free candy cane. It actually has a greater story behind it. It's a priceless gift. Here, come on over here and I'm going to tell you about it.
Fine.
Okay, so hear me out. According to the legend of the candy cane, this candy was first created back in the 18th century.
Not another history lesson, Mom. I'm not in your advanced history class.
I promise, this is cool. Humor me, okay?
Fine.
Okay, now, you take this one and I'm going to get another one.
Can't I just eat it? I'm starving.
Hold on, I gotta show you some cool things. Okay, so in certain areas of Europe, there was said to be a ban on public displays of Christianity, meaning it was forbidden to even speak about Jesus. So a candy maker prayed to find a way to give the local children a Christmas gift, a gift that would allow him to tell them the true story of Christmas. That prayer led to the idea of the candy cane. Here, that one's for you, this one's for me. Take it and hold it. Like this. What's it look like?
Mom.
What does it look like?
The letter J.
Yes, J is for Jesus, the promised Savior of the world. Now, turn your candy cane like this. What's it look like?
A candy cane?
Or a shepherd's staff. Jesus is the shepherd to his followers, and the Bible notes that the sheep will hear his voice and follow him. Now notice, is it a hard candy or a soft candy?
Mom, obviously it's hard.
Exactly, which symbolizes Jesus as our rock. Jesus is our rock. He's strong and dependable. And the pattern that we see are red stripes, representing the crucifixion and the blood that Jesus shed for our sins. Sin is anything that we think, speak, or do that disobeys God. But through Jesus' blood, we are forgiven of our sins. We are given salvation and life.
Well, that's kind of cool, but does the white mean anything?
Yes, the white stands for the holiness and purity of Jesus, as he was sinless. He never once disobeyed God. In fact, both God and Jesus are perfect. And God in heaven, he can't even be around sin. But when we believe and accept Jesus, he forgives us of our sins. We can live for him with him forever in heaven. And the cool thing is, through Jesus, we are cleansed and purified.
Now I don't even want to eat it.
I know, right? But that's the beautiful thing about the candy cane. It was created to be given as a gift, symbolizing the love of Jesus when he gave us the free gift of salvation.
Mom?
Yes, sweetie?
It's that I've never actually, accepted Jesus into my life. I mean, I know about him, and you talk about him all the time, but I guess I just never really thought to do it. But I want to. Like, right now, is that weird?
Oh, sweetie, I love that you don't want to wait another minute. Do you want me to help you?
I think I know how, Mom. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Nora. First, I want to say thanks. Thanks for your love and your sacrifice on the cross for, me and my sins. I'm so sorry, God, for sinning, and especially for grumbling and complaining this Christmas. Your free gift of salvation is all I need. I believe in you, Jesus. I love you. I want to serve you and share your free gift to others. Help me, Jesus. Save me. Save me. Oh, and thank you for giving Daddy his extra shift since Mama lost her job. Thank you, Jesus. You're amazing. Amen.
Sweetie, I love you so much. That was the best Christmas gift I could ever receive.
Me too.
Hey, everyone. My daughter just asked Jesus into her heart. Let's celebrate. But, Nora, I'm so sorry I didn't tell you about losing my job. I'm so sorry I didn't tell you about losing my job. How did you know?
Well, all of Dad's extra shifts were a first clue. And everyone at school talks, Mom, even the teachers. But it's okay. I promise to be more grateful for what I already have. But there is one more thing that I really want that you can't say no to.
What's that?
I want all the candy canes you can get your hands on. I plan to be sharing the free gift of Jesus all year long.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Happy to oblige. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks, Mom. Let's pass these out and celebrate God's free gift.
Have yourself a big old blessed Christmas. Christ the King is born. Let your voices ring upon this happy morn. Have yourself a big old blessed Christmas. Serenade the earth. Tell the world we celebrate the Savior's birth. Let us gather and sing to him and bring to him our praise. Cause the Lord is a gift for all till the end of all our days. Sing Hosanna hymns and Christ, to him we bow. Share God's gift of love to everyone around. And have yourself a big old blessed Christmas. Now, big old blessed Christmas now. Share the good news.
What?
I accepted Jesus into my heart.
Greatest news ever.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Jesus loves you.
Amen, amen, amen. That was just wonderful right there. Hey, we actually saw a little girl pray to receive Christ. She received the greatest gift ever given. And that's why we're here to celebrate today. But I told you this. Now, I told you this when you got here. This was a big night. The very first Christmas lighting for our town. So in just a minute, I'm going to start counting down, and I got my big red button right here, and I'm going to mash this button. We're going to light up this here Christmas tree. Right after that, I want all the kids, you come up here and sing, okay? So you guys ready to count down from 10?
Yeah!
All right, you know how to start?
Yeah!
Yeah, let's start with 10. You ready, boys and girls? I want to hear you. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yay! Okay, boys and girls, y'all come on back on stage. We got one more song we want to do today. I'm so glad we got this here Christmas tree lit up. And man, that Christmas tree was ready to be lit up, wasn't it? And I'm going to tell you, so guys, we're going to have one more song. Now, this is a song that you probably all know. So don't anybody leave after this song, okay? But during this song, you probably all know it. Now, you may not know the motions, but I got some news for you. You can catch on to these motions pretty quick. Now, this song actually comes from the Great Commission. It tells us to go and tell the world about Jesus. But it says, go tell it on the mountain. And so all these wonderful kids are going to lead us in this here song. Then after that, you guys kind of stay seated for just a minute, and we'll celebrate some more, okay? Sounds good? Everybody good? All right, once again, thank you for joining us today. I'm Mayor Wally, and I love this sweet little town. So, boys and girls, you guys almost ready? Here they come. Got a few more coming on up here. Man, they looking good today, aren't they? Let's just clap for them, let them know how much we love them. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right, you guys are looking good. I think we're going to do it today. We've almost got it ready. So, I'm going to move on out of the way and let these kids have it. Go tell it on the mountain.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for our wonderful choir. Let's hear it for our wonderful choir. They're going to be leaving the stage right now. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was pretty incredible. Let's give them one more hand as they leave the room. All right. I'm going to come out of character a minute. Good to see everybody today. I'm Brother Rick. I'm one of the ministers here at Westwood. I get to work with the kids and all the families, and we have a wonderful time here. We want you to listen very close for just a minute. We heard just a minute the gospel was shared by a little girl, by her mom to her little girl, and a little girl prayed to receive Christ. I want to remind you once again that the Bible does say that the greatest giver ever in the world is God. God loves you. God cares about you. And he cares about you and me so much that he wants to give us something incredible. And what he gives us is pretty incredible because it's not only eternal life, it's a wonderful life on earth too. And I want you to know that with Jesus Christ in our hearts, we have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and direct us. That's an incredible gift that we all have. Maybe today you have heard this story and you've gotten to a point in your life that you realize, I don't have that gift in my life. I have never received Jesus Christ. I've never given myself to Jesus as Lord and Savior. Maybe today is the day for you to do that. I've got a friend that I want to invite up here. Charlie, come on up here. Charlie's a friend of mine. Let's give Charlie a little hand. All right, come right up here, Charlie. Now, Charlie, I'm going to give you the microphone. It's interesting when you give kids microphones, but this is my buddy right here. A couple of weeks ago, I baptized Charlie. Charlie, how old are you?
Six.
Hey, you said, everybody wave back. Oh, sorry, having trouble getting out of character here. They're real close. Okay.
I'm almost seven, though.
You're almost seven. Okay, hold the mic up, and you can talk to us that way. Okay, how old are you almost?
Seven.
Almost seven, okay. So, Charlie is a really cool little kid, and I talked to him this week, and I said, Charlie, I said, you know what, you can really help me at the end of the service today. And so, Charlie, they talked about the candy cane during the service. Mm-hmm. Are there any things that you can tell us about the candy cane?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you want to hold it and talk to us about it? All right, so Charlie's going to tell us a little bit about the candy cane and how it relates to Jesus.
The candy cane, if you turn it down, upside down this way, it looks like a J, and the J stands for Jesus.
Right.
Now, if you turn it the right side up, it looks like a shepherd's staff that a shepherd would use to guide his sheep, and, you know, started running away, that he could use this part to try to grab it.
And that's what Jesus does for us. He is our shepherd, right? Okay, and what else about the candy cane can you tell us?
The red on the candy cane stands for Jesus' blood that he shed for us.
Yeah. How did Jesus die for us, do you know?
He died for us on the cross.
On the cross, and he died because he loved us and he cared about us, right, Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the rest of it tell us? What about the white?
The white stands for purity and the holiness of God.
Purity and the holiness of God. So God is holy and he is pure, but we are not. We're sinful, right?
Yes.
And so we need Jesus.
Yes.
So there's a verse in Scripture. Is there anything else you want to tell us about it? Did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. Well, I will say this. So a candy cane is best when it's given away, right?
Yes.
It's okay to eat candy canes. We like candy canes. But they're really good when we give them to somebody else, mm-hmm. right? Because they can enjoy it too. So just like we give a candy cane away, we need to give Jesus away, don't we?
Yes.
So there's a verse in Scripture that I know some of these people know, but sometimes they get confused. And so you got a friend over there? Yeah. Okay. So sometimes we can say this verse just right, but I know you can say it. It's John 3:16. Can you say that verse for us?
Yes. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
That's right, man. That's awesome. So the first part of that verse is, for God so loved the world that he what?
Gave his only son.
He gave his only son. So Charlie, you can hold the mic, but help me up a second.
Okay,
here we go. All right, so Charlie, here's the deal. So all of these people out here, most of these people know Jesus, and most of these people have Jesus in their heart.
Yes.
But all of the people need Jesus in their heart, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you prayed to ask Jesus in your heart a few weeks ago, a few months ago, right?
Yes.
And so you told us that you asked Jesus in your heart by being baptized over there, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. So I want to ask you one other thing. Can you tell these people who loves them more than anybody else in the whole world?
God.
God loves you. So, Charlie, I thank you for helping me today. And, guys, you can go back right over there. Thank you, Charlie. Let's give Charlie a big hand. So this week, Charlie and I bought about 1,000 candy canes. Okay? Not for us. We want to share them with you. So when you leave today, I'm going to ask you, they're outside the doors, you'll be able to pick up 2 candy canes. 1 candy cane is for you to eat, okay? That's our gift to you. The other candy cane is for you to give somebody else. But when you give it to them, like Charlie, almost 7, just shared, share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ and how Jesus is the answer for all things in the world. He's the answer to sin. I want to ask you to bow your heads with me. If you've never asked Jesus in your heart, I want to give you that opportunity today. You do that by simply confessing to Him your sins. The Bible says all of us sin. Just say something like this: Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I sin. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for me on a cross so that I could be saved. I invite you right now to come into my life and be my Savior and my Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. These things I pray in your name. Amen. Amen. So, guys, have you all had a good time today? Everybody had a good time? It's been a wonderful day. I want you to know this. As one of the pastors here at Westwood, we love you, and we're so excited to kick off this Christmas season for our church. And I want you to know that this church is a loving, caring church. If you're looking for a church home, this would be a good place for you to join. By the way, if you only come twice a year, this would be a good place for you to come more than that. Okay? Guys, I want you to know this too. That your Christmas will only be as merry as possible if you celebrate Jesus. There's all kinds of things to celebrate this Christmas. I want us to celebrate Jesus.